Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Here we go, people.
We're just getting into it now. There's no ready.
News.
Sorry.
No. News. No. News. No.
Our only real hope is to decide this is news or no.
So Aaron needs a little more foreplay. I guess we'll do a little bit longer.
We used to like give a big speech before. So yeah. Sometimes I'm just surprised.
Well, sometimes I'm letting the song that was just playing finish. You know, that's why sometimes I talk a little longer because I don't want to like play that theme over the back end of the song. You know what I'm saying?
But and just a programming note, it is news or no puh. With the P-E on the end. We've got some texts every once in a while.
You think it's news or no?
Yeah, news or no, because we're just kind of screaming.
Yeah, we're just kind of going, no! Yeah, you're right. All right.
Just programming.
All right, thank you.
Good evening. For the third time, welcome to the program. Timothée Chalamet. That's because I said program a couple times. I snuck it in.
You did?
Programming note.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Can I just tell you, programming doesn't bother me as much as program.
Interesting.
Because program feels
You said programming, I think, the other day, and somebody texted in and said...
I just don't like... It's...
Is it like verb verse?
No, it's like it feels old-timey. Like, there's a certain type of radio person that says words like program or broadcast. And I just...
Okay.
All right, today on the broadcast, on the program, it's like, I don't like that.
Okay.
It just feels so dated. We still call people who do what we do disc jockeys. And it's like, I haven't touched a disc and I've never jockeyed.
Yeah, I wear Hanes.
Right. No, I don't... What are we? I don't know what our...
I don't know.
Write down on your tax form, what do you write you are?
I don't know, because I don't want to say DJ, because to me, T-Hack is a DJ.
Yes.
We are not.
I don't know what we are. Are we talent? Like,
I hate pretentious
to say on-air talent.
No, because that is what is said or like written on.
Okay.
Stuff.
You ready for another one?
Yeah.
Personality.
I don't like that either.
I don't like that either.
Yeah. Since when?
Right. I'm void of that. So anyway, you're not hurting my feelings with programming.
Well, good to know. Well, good evening. Timothée Chalamet is in the news. He's everyone's favorite young actor.
Are you doing that thing on purpose to get under my skin?
Well, that's, I think, how he said it.
I don't think he says it like that.
No, and isn't it technically like Timothée? Like,
we did look it up at one point.
Because it's very French.
Heard, I think you're saying it like what Nikki Glaser said. What saying it like Adam Sandler would say it. Timothée Chalamet.
Okay, how am I supposed to then?
Just say Timothée
Chalamet. He's everyone's favorite young actor and also certified bad boy because he was fined. He went to the London premiere of A Complete Unknown, you know, the Bob Dylan movie that he's starring in.
Can I just say, okay, go ahead.
You have interrupted him so much.
I know,
let him finish. I'm stepping in right now.
Okay,
let him finish.
Now you're interrupting me interrupting.
Yes.
Good evening. Timothée Chalamet, he's certified bad boy. He went to the premiere of the London
Yeah. If you want, to start over, we're starting over.
Bring it back. This is DJ Move.
If I wasn't allowed to interrupt, I'd use the music. Okay, sorry.
He rode an electric bike to beat traffic.
A Lime.
Was it a Lime?
It was a Lime. I didn't realize Lime was a company in other countries as well.
You get 10 minutes for free over there.
You
it's
do?
Wild. They really encourage bike riding.
Oh, yeah. I thought they were just scooters,
riding in on the Lime with a big
bikes?
Green basket. They have both.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Okay, so he rode a Lime and he parked it where he's not supposed to. So he went home with a $73 fine. So we're starting a GoFundMe for Timothy.
Timothy? What I was going to say when I was rudely interrupted.
When you were rudely interrupting.
He plays Bob Dylan in his new film.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that. And I've heard wonderful things about it. Want to see it. Got a lot of friends who are huge fans of Bob Dylan. I just don't think he's now qualified by playing that role to be the host and musical guest of Saturday Night Live. But that is exactly what's happening. He's
it's
the host.
Not because of that role. It's because, have you seen his skits before?
But
so
he's
good.
Not the music. He's not.
To be the musical
the music
he's
guest.
The musical guest.
Oh,
he's
wait
like,
a second.
They could have Ariana. They could have Shaboozy. They could have like somebody, but it's like, no, like they've done that when it's like Harry Styles. Well, yeah.
Of
Harry
course.
Is an amazing actor.
Ariana mm-hmm. has done both.
Yes.
Did Billy do both, I think, too?
Yeah.
Billie Eilish?
100%.
Sure. Yeah.
You're right.
But you're not.
Is he going to cover Bob Dylan?
I would assume so.
As the
interesting.
I don't like it. So now I'm glad he got fined.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Good.
Good evening.
Anyway, so I was thinking
there is there's a Fire Aid concert benefiting LA. It includes like
have they said names now?
There's a few. They said that 50 artists have thrown their hat in the ring to perform.
Which
it's
is
gotten
so
they were literally only expecting 15 acts, but it's gotten so big that they are having the event both at the Intuit Dome and Kia Forum. Like they both.
Wow.
So I know Gaga was listed, Billie Eilish, the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
It seemed like they only wanted, and this feels a little non-inclusive, but they only wanted LA artists.
Really?
They were like, they had so many people volunteer. So it's like, you know, Keith Urban's like, all day. And it's like, no, dude, you're an Australian. Like, we want just, they want to make it LA for LA.
And that kind of makes sense, though, I guess.
But like, you know, Maui's over there going like, hey, nobody raised money. Like,
yeah.
Hey, hi.
That's true.
We could use a little scratch over here. So, is Taylor considered an LA artist? You would have to assume. Eras is over.
I feel like she
could throw it together one more time.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so when is that? Does it have a date?
I don't think so.
You get all your news right here. You get tidbits of stories.
Good evening. We've talked before on News or Nope that Slacker may have had a chance with Sofia Vergara as she was looking to date again, but it turns out his chance, the window has closed, as she was spotted with Lewis Hamilton.
She was spotted with him. That doesn't mean they're together.
It sparked fresh romance rumors after a lunch date in New York City. The F1 driver, would you like F1? That's got a... really
he was a
sting.
Mercedes driver. He's moving to Ferrari, and they got rid of Carlos Sainz for him, which makes me very sad. Carlos is smoldering.
Wow.
Mm. Carlos is so... Wow. Look up Carlos Sainz. You will drop it
I
over.
Think I have looked
he's
up him
gorgeous.
Up.
You know what? Maybe Lewis Hamilton would be a better fit for you today. You seem to have a lot in common.
He's,
I stand corrected.
No, that she's
I
not...
I have looked Carlos
yes,
up
Yes, Carlos
before.
Is
yeah.
gorge. Yeah. All right. Yep. One more, I think.
Good evening. Today is a pre... Okay. It's Appreciate a Dragon Day. There you go.
It's what?
Mm. Appreciate a Dragon Day. So go home, watch How to Train Your Dragon, because that movie is so cute.
I should have shut us off at Lewis Hamilton.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.